This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature's not cooperating as millions of Americans travel for the holidays. A big storm has been pounding California's central coast with deadly results. The AP's Ben Thomas.
A Pacific storm expected to bring hurricane-force winds and waves up to 60 feet is already blamed for at least one death along California's central coast. The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says a wave trapped a man beneath debris at Sunset State Beach. The high surf's also believed to have pulled another man into the Pacific just a little farther south. To the north, Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says,
"The Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of this swell event with large waves, and we lost, we believe, approximately about 150 feet of the end of the wharf."
The wharf was under renovation after damage from previous storms, and two people had to be rescued from the water, while a third swam to safety. None seriously injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Weather Service says parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic are going to see snow, sleet, and freezing rain today, Tuesday, making for hazardous travel. The FAA is investigating why several drones collided and fell from the sky during a holiday show over the weekend in Orlando, Florida, injuring a child. The AP's Mike Hempen.
One woman says her 7-year-old son needed surgery after a drone hit him in the chest and the blade cut his mouth. The drones fell into a crowd of thousands of people watching the show at Orlando's Lake Eola Park. The show was permitted through the FAA. I'm Mike Hempen.
An Israeli woman who was taken hostage during the Hamas attack on southern Israel last year has died. Hannah Katzir was 78 and had been freed in a brief ceasefire. No cause of death given by the group that confirmed her death. An explosion at an armament factory in Turkey killed 12 people this morning. This is AP News. Now to fake online reviews and how you can spot them. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The emergence of generative artificial intelligence tools that allow people to efficiently produce detailed online reviews has put merchants, service providers, and consumers in uncharted territory. Phony reviews have long plagued many popular consumer websites, but now AI-infused text generation tools enable fraudsters to produce reviews faster and in greater volume. The deceptive practice is illegal in the U.S. Consumers can try to spot fake reviews by watching out for a few possible warning signs, such as overly enthusiastic or negative reviews. AI reviews are typically longer, highly structured, and include cliches like "the first thing that struck me" and "game changer." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.